us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it. I love it. State of the Union is a time when presidents make their case to Congress and the American people. And one of the things that I found interesting was the president very quickly went off to Wisconsin yesterday, Florida today. He's trying to scare seniors that the Republicans are going to cut back on Social Security and Medicare, and nothing could be further from the truth. Kevin McCarthy said as much, the Speaker of the House, in a speech the other night. It's just not going to happen, but yet they continue to sell that. They continue to sell the notion that they're going to cut back on Social Security and Medicare. And Laura Ingraham last night, I thought, was just absolutely brilliant. She was on Fox News Channel and talking about the State of the Union, and that what normally happens, that bounce that you get coming out of a State of the Union address, and then you go around the country to various friendly places, and you get a bounce in the polling. Laura Ingraham, though, and this is cut number 5, said that the State of the Union will not work for Biden, and for a number of reasons. Listen to this.
Joe Biden knows he's in trouble. Not only are Americans turning against his presidency, they're turning against him personally. Biden's political staff, they know this. They're not dumb, totally dumb at least. Thus, their only other option is to create kind of like an alternative reality, one where Biden goes from a globalist wrecking ball that he is to a middle-class protector.
This is a blue-collar, blue change we're seeing. You know, an economy where we're building... We've built more in the last 2 years since I've taken office than you can imagine. The economy's growing at a solid clip. Folks, I hate to disappoint them, but the Biden economic plan is working. It's working.
Who said comedy's dead in America? It's alive and well. Just watch Joe. Now, some were calling it the unofficial launch of his 2024 reelection bid, but it was just more of the same. It was lame acting that he brought to the State of the Union, the same thing. He's just an average Joe, and he really cares.
So many of you felt like you've just simply been forgotten. Amid the economic upheaval of the past 4 decades, too many people have been left behind and treated like they're invisible. Maybe that's you watching from home. You wonder whether the path even exists anymore for your children to get ahead without having to move away. I get that.
Well, he gets it all right. Well, he laid it out accurately in a way, because more and more Americans feel like government works against, not for them. So you're right, they're dispirited. And unfortunately, he and his One World Party are responsible for all of it. And no effort to reimagine his saggy old self is going to change the facts that under Biden, Americans are falling behind as China roars ahead. Together, a growing distrust of government and growing pessimism about the direction of the country point to an ugly future in the near term. And his obvious moves to rebrand himself, again, as some kind of working class hero, they're going to fail as spectacularly as his Inflation Reduction Act. The president's team is asking you literally to suspend reality to support Biden in 2024. Remember the man who threw open the southern border to cartels and criminals? Now, we're supposed to believe he cares about record overdoses? Welcome to Fantasy Island, the Biden edition.
Oh, I just love that. I love that. Waiting in the green room, pacing nervously, is Marcos Lopez. He is the outreach and coalitions director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to find out what's been going on. We are into day 4. Day 4 of the 82nd Nevada legislature. We just had a chance to visit at the top of the hour with Governor Joe Lombardo, and we'll get the NPRI version of what's going on up in Carson City. They've got bill tracker. They got all kinds of things that they're laying out for folks like you and me that we want to keep track of what's going on in our legislature. This is a good guy to know. Marcos Lopez will join us, and we'll talk with him coming up in just a couple minutes. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And the traffic camp, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, as you merge from Interstate 515 southbound over to 215 west. Reduced speeds on Interstate 15 both directions right now through the resort area. Southbound at Flamingo, northbound 15 at Sunset. That road work on Interstate 515 northbound at Charleston, that continues and it's causing delays through that construction area into downtown Las Vegas. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, some crashes to look out for. Eastbound Desert Inn at Nellis and southbound Las Vegas Boulevard at Barbara.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dezire with your KMZQ Sports Flash. NHL, the Golden Knights back on the ice tonight in Minnesota to take on the Wild. Vegas snapped a four-game losing skid back on Tuesday when they beat Nashville 5-1. Five different skaters lit the lamp in that contest, including Chandler Stephenson, who had a goal and an assist. Phil Kessel and William Carrier also scored. College basketball, UNLV will be on the road Saturday facing San Diego State. The Aztecs are ranked 25th and are on top of the Mountain West Conference. Rebels, they defeated Wyoming Wednesday night in Laramie, 69-59, winning four of their last five games. E.J. Harkless with 33 points. UNLV goes to 16-8, 5-7 in the conference. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dezire with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, KZMQ, Talk Radio, done right.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I'm here at the Big Game headquarters. Total Wine and More, scoring huge savings on the perfect bourbon. Local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers, and so many low prices.
Valentine's Day is right after.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been so...
You sure would have.
Your Big Game headquarters. Love what you find, always at the lowest price. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. V21.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it. We have got the 82nd Nevada legislature covered like a glove. And helping us do that is Marcos Lopez, the outreach and coalition's director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. But we call it NPRI. And Marcos, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. It is a beautiful day in Carson City. The sun is shining. It's just great to be out here.
Let me guess. And it's cold.
It is a little cold, but it's not as cold as it was this past weekend. Just a little bit.
Well, we're into day four of the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far over the first three-plus days?
I think the most interesting thing that I saw was the air of hope that it will be a session of compromise where things can get done. I think a great signal of that was when everybody was being administered their oath of office, they have to do their elections for Speaker of the Assembly. They have to do their Speaker, Senate pro tem votes. And what I found very interesting and hopefully a signal that they might get some positive things done was that both the Speaker of the Assembly, Steve Yeager, and the Senate pro tem were both voted for unanimously, which I thought was very interesting. And it was actually who nominated and ended the vote for Steve Yeager was P.K. O'Neill, the Republican minority leader on the Assembly side. So I think there is hope that this will be a session that things can get done in a positive manner with consensus on both sides, but only time will tell.
Do we have any feel for what the pace of this legislature will be? Traditionally, nothing gets done till the last 2 to 3 weeks leading up to June 5th or 6th or whatever it is. Do you get a sense that there's going to be any difference in pacing?
I think it's too early to tell. There's only been a few bills heard so far. It's the first week, so a lot of this is agency reports where the executive branch comes forward with the different agencies, report how the previous 2 years went in terms of what they had to conduct from previous legislatures, give an update and break down how their agency works for the newbies and the freshman legislators. But the pace so far has just been that usual first week. Everyone's excited and trying to get back into the swing of things.
I want to ask you about money, because this always comes down to money. I've seen figures of $11.4 billion in tax revenue in our state coffers. I've seen some reports that it may go as high as $20 billion. My question is, do you have a feel for what kind of money we're going to have? There's a lot of federal dollars coming into the state.
So there, we are flushed with cash. Currently, the revenues in all of our tax major collections are significantly up. Part of that has been that Nevada has continued to be a number one destination around the world for people to come, which means our gaming tax is doing well, our retail is doing well. But we also have to recognize that some of that has to do with inflation, which means that because people are paying more across the board, it means that their sales tax is taking a bigger percentage. So it is a combination of things along with federal dollars. But much of that federal dollars will be drying up here pretty soon. I would say by next legislative session, we will have a massive dry up of the federal dollars that were mainly from COVID funds. And when we see that, the question will become, if we introduce new spending, if this legislature introduces new spending, how are we going to tackle that to keep it going for the next legislative session? Obviously, at Nevada Policy, we believe that we might be doing too much spending already, so we definitely want to see most of that surplus be saved in our rainy day fund to replenish that in case we do end up in a recession, which is something many economists believe we are heading towards, which we want to be prepared. It is something that the governor has stated and the state of state that he wishes that this legislative body does. But it's very important to remember is that once that budget leaves the governor's office and enters the legislative building, it becomes a legislative building's budget. And that's when it becomes important for his chief of staff, Ben Kiekhaefer, to come here and his legislative team to make sure that the governor's priorities are kept in place.
Again, joining us, a guy that knows where all the bones are buried in Carson City, Marcos Lopez. I want to ask you about NPRI and what your priorities legislatively are. Have you fleshed them out yet as far as some of the priorities that you'll have coming into this session?
So one of our number one priorities is the continuation and expansion of school choice options and in making sure we have accountability in our education system. Our education system continues to flounder compared to our peers across the country. So we want to make sure that we have school choice options so parents are able to take that short-term and even long-term benefit of taking their child out of this failing system and be able to send their child to a better education. So one of the things that we actually have coming up is on Monday, that is February 13th at 11:30 a.m., right outside the legislative capital, ourselves and our allies, including Power to Parent, the American Federation for Children, Nevada School Choice Options, will all be having a rally and a press conference where Senate Minority Leader Heidi Gansert and State Senator Kerry Buck will be joining us, kind of expressing the need and calling to make sure that this legislature expands opportunity scholarships and gives it a permanent funding source. But aside from that, taxes and spending continues to be one of our key bread and butters. There's no need to raise taxes when our state is so flushed with tax money. If anything, we should consider looking for ways to cut some of those taxes. So we were encouraged when the governor said he wanted to cut the MBT, the modified business tax, and the commerce tax, which would be a massive step forward to eventually eliminating them.
I'm curious, when it comes to education, we've got the $2 billion that the governor has essentially given with no strings attached to education. We got the teachers' unions that are asking for $250 million more. And I guess my question is that going to – well, first of all, is the money going to be there, and will it be able to pass?
So the money is there. We know that much of the way the funding formula was changed in the past legislative sessions has led that the money will be there. The question is how much of that money will be discretionary. They're about, I think it's like 1.6, 1.5 of that billion is kind of already allocated. It's going to go where it's going to go because of the weights within the funding formula. The rest is kind of what we're arguing and fighting for. The Democrats, real quick, not to be outdone by the governor and the state, called for more money than the governor has put forward to make sure that they can give teachers raises. And that's one thing the teachers union, in fact, yesterday came to the Senate Education Committee on public comment, and they're labeling it the 2020 program, which is a 20% raise for teachers, 20% increase to public education, and I believe it's a 20% increase in the workforce. So they are coming in full strength, which is something that we need to be aware of as fiscal conservatives, particularly when we want to see what bang are we getting for our buck, and throwing money at the problem is not going to solve them. We know that. So this is where the governor is going to have to be crucial in making sure that that money is accounted for through an audit, which is something he has called for and signed an executive order, but also as well as making sure we're getting good results for that money.
And these increases for teachers and staff and folks like that, has anybody on either side of the issue staked out kind of a line in the sand? That we won't do this, we won't do that, or the governor will veto this or will veto that. Any lines in the sand so far?
Not that I've really seen. And this is something that I'm trying to sniff out, right, is figure out what people are willing to draw a line in the sand and hold on, particularly within the Republican Senate caucus. Unfortunately, the Republican Assembly caucus is in the super minority, so they do not have much leverage on a lot of this legislation. So the most of my life is being spent on the second floor of the legislative building, which is the Senate floor where all the Senate offices are at. So it's really crucial for those eight Republicans to hold together and give the governor the leverage that he needs.
I asked the governor, and he sounded fairly confident. I'll ask you, as an impartial observer, do you think Republicans will stick together both in the Assembly and the State Senate?
I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, if we look at the State Senate, only two Republicans signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, right? So that's something I'm looking at, is there any appetite for tax hiking? I don't believe there is. any appetite for that. But on other matters, when it comes to spending and priorities, for example, for opportunity scholarships or any school choice programs, what are they willing, how far are they willing to go for that? And that is something that, like you alluded to earlier, we usually get there within the last 2 to 4 weeks of the legislative session.
Is there any evidence at all that whether it's Steve Yeager or whether it's Nicole Cannizzaro or anybody on the Republican side, PK or folks like that, that there is going to be an honest-to-God negotiation when it comes to education, when it comes to school choice, and even voter integrity? Is there any chance that there is going to be real negotiation?
From what I've been gathered, there has been negotiations going on. And I think when we look at the outline of the governor's state of state, I think some of those items might have high level already been agreed with. It's more deciding the details of how that would go forward. Because I thought that was a very curious state of the state in what was left out and what was put in. And I don't think he's trying to exit the legislative session with losses. I think he wants to exit in a position of power and have some victories under his belt, because this will set the tone for his for his next legislative session. And I'm hoping that, you know, he is the highest elected Republican in the state, which makes him the de facto leader in our state. So it's very important that he leans into that.
One of the things I love about NPRI, and you've been doing it for a number of years, and that is, you know, being able to track bills from being put into the hopper, committee hearings, votes, going to the other body, all of that stuff. The bill tracker service, I think, is absolutely amazing. Can you talk a little bit about what it is and how folks can access it?
Yeah, so our bill tracker has been around for, I want to say, at least 4 to 5 legislative sessions. So we put in there all the bills that we are keeping track of. We break them down by their subject matter. So all the bills in education, you're able to filter those out. If you're looking for radical green agenda items, you can filter that out. If you're looking for taxes or spending, you can filter that out. And we will tell you where the bill is, give you a summary, give you a link directly to where that bill is located. And then newly, we have added a feature where you're able to contact either the committee chair of where that bill is currently being held or heard, as well as the sponsor of the legislation. That's something that, if you want to be involved in legislative session, I always tell people, it's not just about your representative, your state senator, or your assembly person. You need to make sure you also know who the committee chair and the committee members are of the bills that you are interested in, particularly if you're in one subject that you really care about, whether it's like natural resources or education. Those are dedicated committees. That's all they talk about. And if you really want to get educated and learn about the process and what's going on in those government agencies, those are the committees you have to pay attention for, figure out which one you're looking for. And if you're looking for the bill tracker, it is nevadapolicy.org/bill tracker, and you're able to find all the updates there. We'll have an update coming up here over the weekend on the over 150 bills that were dropped so far this week.
Marcos, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing progresses and when we start actually passing legislation and this legislation becomes law. Marcos, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. And again, if folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you?
Best way is nevadapolicy.org, and on there you can find all of our latest stories and information and events that we have coming up.
Sounds great. Marcos, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
For sure. Take care, Kevin.
There you go. Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. Stay where you are. We got a lot more to do. Melissa Hardy will join us from Carson City. She's Assemblywoman from 22. We'll talk with her coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential-level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-Shot for women, and the world-famous P-Shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500, absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's independence, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
670 KMZQ presents After Close the Radio Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS Number 64367.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true.